Hey, this is Haley.
Hi, this is Sherry on the air.
Hello, this is Prima with you.
Hi guys, I'm Blaine.
Hey there, it's Eunice.
Hello everybody, my name is Christoph.
Hi guys, I'm Nancy.
Hello guys, this is Ricky.
Hey guys, I'm Paris.
Hey, what's up guys, this is Kendall.
Hey guys, I'm Veronica.
Welcome to Sea Countdown.
Welcome to Sea Countdown, where we bring you the greatest music. I'm today's host, Christoph.
And I'm Eunice. We added something new to our program. It's the division of the six chapters.
Yes, just like you already heard in the second episode, Sea Countdown has differentiated into two styles. One is thrilling, while the other is rather soothing.
Exactly. These two styles belong to the two blocks, daytime and bedtime.
When it's daytime, we're gonna wake up your mind. Then when it's bedtime, we're gonna accompany you to sleep.
Hello, this is Prima.
And this is Ricky.
Welcome to today's Infinity. Today we'll talk about a Japanese rock band, Red Wimps. It's famous for composing songs for a great Japanese cartoon movie, Your Name, which was directed by Makoto Shinkai and was put on screen on October the 26th, 2016 in Japan.
Yep, the movie almost drove those cartoon devotees crazy. And at the end of that year, it became the top grossing movie and received so many accomplishments. Why we are talking about that is because Red Wimps' songs contributed a lot to the movie. The music and the movie mix it perfectly. It is their music that created an awesome atmosphere and moved the audience.
That is, though most of us couldn't understand what's the meaning of the words at that time, yet its melody was so beautiful. Hearing their sounds was just like we were walking to the movie and experiencing those loves and sadness on our own.
Yeah, but I can't wait for it anymore.
Well, let's enjoy it.
出来上がった世界を憎んだ万華鏡の中で8月のある朝君は僕の前で張り噛んでは済ましてミスターこの世界の教科書のような笑顔で
Just like the first time, I can remember the scene, the story, and even the one sat beside me.
Maybe there's something you don't know. The Red means great in English, and the WIM stands for useless people. They named their band like that is because they thought that playing music was a kind of chasing dream and was not practical in a way.
But they finally succeeded. The leader singer, Yojiro Noda, let the world hear his desire and warmth at last. He's also a good and humorous man off the stage, just say what he wants to say and always remain purity in his heart. He once wrote 4 albums for a girl he loved indeed. That was cool.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man, that is today's Infinity.
Yep, see you next week.
Bye.
Thank you.
Hey, Hot Minutes here, I'm Haley.
Hello, this is Crystal speaking. Haley, have you heard of the album Reputation?
How could I miss it? It's from Taylor Swift, and I think it can be the hottest topic in this week.
Yeah, I think so. On August 18th, Swift ripped all the posts for her social media accounts. On August 23, she announced the album on her Instagram, and it will be released on November 10.
The album's lead single, Look What You Made Me Do, was released on August 24th, and I can't wait to share it with you.
So let's hear it!
Tilted stage, the role you made me play, the fool. No, I don't like you. I don't like your perfect crime. How you laugh when you lie. You said the gun was mine. Isn't cool. No, I don't like you. But I got smarter, I got harder in the nick of time. Honey, I rose up from the dead. I do it. Check it once, then I check it twice. Oh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me. Oh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. I don't like your kingdom keys. They once belonged to me. You asked me for a place to sleep. Locked me out and threw a feast.
What?
The world moves on another day, another drama, drama. But not for me, not for me. All I think about is karma. And then the world moves on, but one thing's for sure. Maybe I got mine, but you'll all get yours. But I got smarter, I got harder in the nick of time. Honey, I rose up from the dead, I do it all the time. I got a list of names and yours is in red underlined. Check it once, then I check it twice. Oh, oh,
look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do.
I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams.
I'm sorry, the old Taylor can't come to the phone right now. Why?
Oh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Do look what you just made me do.
A very rhythmic song, right?
Absolutely. The song combines punk music and pop music, and is the most representative sound in this album.
This album suggests that she had argued with Kanye West, Katy Perry, Calvin Harris, and Kim Kardashian in the previous years, and the dark style of the song and lyrics tell us the old Taylor is gone, the new Taylor's coming.
So personally, I think this album must be an important turning point to Taylor Swift.
I hope we can bring more great songs to us.
So today's Hot Minutes is over. See you next week.
See you.
Honey, I rose up from the dead. I do it all the time. I got a
I check it once, then I check it twice. Oh,
look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do.
Welcome to Top 5, the hottest music of this week. I'm Eunice.
This is Nancy on the air. You know what, Eunice? I'm really kind of worried about my big appetite. Because winter is coming, I'm afraid that my weight is increasing. So I am now planning for losing weight.
Well, I feel the same way. I have to say, I just hate trying to lose weight.
Let me tell you something surprising. Do you know the singer Sam Smith?
Yeah, I really like his song Stay With Me.
I like it too. Well, what I want to tell you is that he recently went on a diet and exercised every day without failing, and finally he achieved his goal.
Well, impressive.
Yeah, actually, I exercised every morning without failing too. One eyelid goes up and the other follows. I feel like I have to go on a diet. Yeah, I'm gonna take it seriously.
If you think about losing weight, resisting tempting goodies is not a bad way to achieve that.
Not gonna happen, at least for me.
Yeah, I totally understand. It just feels awful when you can't eat something you really want. Nah, come on, just forget about it.
Wow, hang in there. The surprising thing I said earlier is that Sam Smith lost his weight because of his cold-blooded ex-boyfriend. Well, I mean, we can give it a try.
Stop messing around, Nancy.
Come on, I was just joking.
Alright, I got it.
What I really want to tell you about is his song he wrote for his ex called Too Good at Goodbyes. Have you ever heard it before?
Yeah, of course. It's an amazing song, and I remember it did great on Billboard, right?
Yeah, and when he was on the stage of Grammy, he said his achievement would be nothing if he don't have such an ex. So he was grateful at the same time.
Well, so I'm guessing he got lucky to some degree.
Yeah, and that's the spirit. So how about we listen into this song again?
Fire away.
You must think that I'm stupid. You must think that I'm a fool. You must think that I'm new to this. But I have seen this song before. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad that
hey, Nancy, do you know the number 1-800-273-8255?
It's not just simply a phone number, right? Well, I know it's the National Suicidal Prevention Lifeline, which provides a 24/7 toll-free hotline available to anyone in suicidal crisis or emotional distress.
Yeah, how did you know that?
Because there's a really beautiful song which has the exactly same name as the number.
Wow, you really know this song. Well, I didn't expect that. Alright guys, the song I like to recommend today is just this song by Logic, featuring Alicia Cara and Khalid, called 1-800-273-8255, which was released in 2017. This song got plenty of good reviews and got to top 3 on Billboard.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, in this song, the singer mainly want to convey that even though we may be going through a really, really hard time, and some negative thoughts may pop out, like trying to end everything once for all by committing suicide. Life may be so, so tough, but there's something beautiful too, and it's definitely worth living for that. So just keep alive and carry on.
Yeah, I suppose that in this song, Logic is intended to help those adolescents with potential suicidal tendencies, and that's really meaningful and profound.
That's right. Now let's hear this song again, and I believe it will bring us some new experience this time.
I just wanna die today. I just wanna die. I don't wanna be alive. other shit I'm talking about, they think they know it. I've been praying for somebody to save me, no one's heroic. And my life don't even matter, I know it, I know it. I know I'm hurting deep down, but can't show it. I never had a place to call my own, I never had a home. Ain't nobody calling my phone. Where you been, where you at, what's on your mind? They say every life precious, but nobody care about mine. I've been on the low,
I've been taking my time.
I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine.
Who can relate?
Woo! I've been on the low,
I've been taking my time.
I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. I want you to be alive. I want you to be alive. Without a little night, I'm just trying to set a little light. It can be hard, it can be so hard, but you gotta live right now. You got everything to give right now. I've been on the low,
I've been taking my time.
I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine.
Who can relate?
Woo! I've been on the low,
I've been taking my time.
I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. I finally wanna be alive. I finally wanna be alive. I don't wanna die today. I don't wanna die. I finally wanna be alive. I finally wanna be alive. I don't wanna die. I don't wanna die.
I just wanna live.
So my legs give out, and I see my tears melt in the snow. But I don't wanna cry, I don't wanna cry anymore. I wanna feel alive, I don't even wanna.
Alright guys, that's the end of Top 5. Hope you guys like it. I'm Eunice.
And this is Nancy. Thank you for your listening.
See ya!
I don't even wanna die anymore.
Hey guys, welcome back to Interlude again. Haley on air.
Hello everyone, this is Blaine. It's nice meeting you guys again. We're gonna share with you the hottest singers today.
Well, recently, a cappella has become one of the hottest topics on our campus after the club party held last Friday. And the singers, actually groups, we're gonna introduce today is a well-known a cappella group from America, Pentatonix. Can you introduce us a little about them, Blaine?
Absolutely. I do love this group and I'm a big fan of them. Pentatonix is a synth-pop group consisting of five vocalists, characterized by their pop-style arrangements with vocal harmonies, bass lines, riffing, percussion, and beatboxing. They are widely known for their covers mostly of modern pop works or Christmas songs, and sometimes in the form of medleys along with original material. Pentatonix formed in 2011 and subsequently won the third season of NBC's The Sing-Off, receiving $200,000 and a recording contract with Sony Music, and that was where their career began.
The cover versions are incredibly beautiful, so today the song we're gonna share with you guys is called La La Latch. This medley song is a combination of two songs, La 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 and Latch, both by famous English singer Sam Smith. It's quite different from the original version, and I personally think it's worth listening. Here comes the song, let's enjoy! La 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 la
That was sound so clean and pure and just make a great impression on me.
That's true. They have a bunch of this kind of cover songs and some of them were nominated for several times or won the awards. We would like to share you some more, but our time is up.
We're still glad that you are with us today. And that's it. Hope you like it. I'm Blaine.
I'm Haley. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
It's time for bed.
Welcome to MoMA MoMA, your last day of the night. This is Kendall.
This is Veronica.
So how's it going, Veronica? You know, I was like using this app last night. It was called Tantan. And there's like this Q&A section under every single one's page.
Yeah, you mean the app for wanna stands?
Yeah, kind of.
Anyway, what's up?
Like, I was like looking through the answers, you know, like every single one of the answers for the first thing you do after becoming a billionaire is to travel the world.
Yeah, we all have dreams of traveling the world and experience different cultures. You know, just put it on your backpack, bring a map, open the door, and just live.
Yeah, I was like, you know, like traveling, you forget about your classes, your assignments. You leave everything, all of your pressures, your miseries behind your head, and just leave, you know?
Yeah, just like the movie, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. The main character discovers the freedom and wildness hidden in his heart by going on an unexpected journey.
Well, let's enjoy the song of The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, Dirty Paws by Of Monster and Men.
Relax your mind while lighting up the passion for tomorrow.
Jumping up and down the floor, my hat is an animal. And once there was an animal, it had a son that mowed the lawn. The son was an okay guy. They had a pet
dragonfly. The dragonfly ran away, but it came back with a story to say.
Thank you for listening. This is a MoMA MoMA of the week. This is Kendall.
This is Veronica.
I'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, so happy to be here again. Here's Paris. Welcome to Exoticism. Today we will share with you a theme song of a classic animated fantasy movie sent in Japanese.
Hello everyone, I'm Grimes. Just as you said classic, I assume that almost each of our dear audience has watched it before.
Well, that's right. No more make your guys guessing. It's the movie Spirited Away, written and directed by Miyazaki.
Released in 2001, the movie tells the story of a soon 10-year-old girl who, while moving to a new neighborhood, enters the spirit world after her parents are transformed into pigs by the witch. Chihiro takes a job working in a bathhouse to find a way to free herself and her parents to return to the human world.
Yeah, the story is really brilliant as well as touching, and it is frequently ranked among the greatest animated films.
It won the Academy Award for Best Animated Feature at the 75th Academy Awards, making it the only hand-drawn animated film and Japanese animated film to win Best Animated Film.
The theme song of Spirit Away was composed and conducted by Masayaki's regular collaborator Joe Hisaishi and performed by the New Japan Philharmonic. The soundtrack received award at 56th Mainichi Film Competition Awards for Best Music.
Well, I can't wait to turn the radio on to let it bring me back into the story.
Yeah, let's enjoy it.
Yondeiru mune no doko ka oku te Itsumo kokoro otoru yume o mitai Kanashimi wa kazoe kirenai keredo Sono mukou de kitto anata ni aeru Kurikaesu wa yamachi no sono tabi Hito wa tada aoi sora no aosa o shiru Hateshinaku michi wa tsuzuite mieru keredo kono ryoute wa hikari wo idakeru Sayonara no toki no shizuka na mune zero ninaru kara daga mimi o sumaseru ikiteiru fushigi shinde yuku fushigi hana mo kaze mo machi mo minna omaji la 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 la
The voice sounds so clean and pure. It's like angel's voice.
Yeah, truly. Beautiful as the voice is, the name of the song is also attaching. He says she added lyrics to One Summer's Day and named the new version The Name of Life.
Same to the movie, The Name of Life shows us the beauty of human nature and purity of a girl. I believe that each of us has a Chihiro deep inside.
I believe it too.
So this is today's exoticism. Hope you like it. I'm Paris.
Grimes, see you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。